New Hampshire voters have a lot of options in the 2020 presidential primary, not only because of the huge field of candidates on the left, but also because President Trump is facing a rare challenge within his own party on the right. But the primary voters with the most choices are undeclared or independent voters, those unaffiliated with any political party. And as NHPR's Casey McDermott reports, both voters and campaigns are trying to take advantage of this freedom in the run-up to the primary.
Mike and Sherry Cotton have spent most of their lives as Republicans, until a few weeks ago when they decided they'd finally had enough. That's what brought them to the clerk's counter in Concord City Hall.
We will put you to independent. Thank you for coming in.
Neither Sherry nor Mike voted for President Trump in 2016, in the primary or the general election, and their view of him has only soured since he took office.
Right now, the Republicans are a disgrace. Actually, our whole system's a disgrace, but the Republicans more so, our president being the number one.
So the Cottons know Trump definitely won't be getting their vote in the 2020 primary. But that's about the only thing they're sure of. They don't even know what party's primary they'll vote in. And for now, they're fine with that.
I'm going to vote my mind and not party line anymore.
By updating their party registration, the Cottons joined the largest voting bloc in New Hampshire, undeclared voters. They make up 42% of the electorate, but they don't really act like a bloc. Some undeclared voters do truly want to leave their options wide open. But lots of others still vote like partisans, despite their independent label, siding with Republicans or Democrats. And then there are voters like Eric Gallagher, who try to wield New Hampshire's party registration rules more strategically. He's usually a Democrat, but after sizing up the field on that side, he decided an easier choice would be to vote in the opposite primary.
I don't really like fighting other Democrats that much. Like, I'd rather be fighting Republicans.
Earlier this year, Gallagher switched to undeclared specifically to vote for former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, one of several Republicans challenging President Trump in the 2020 primary.
There's a lot of Democratic candidates, and it's hard to decide. And at least in the Republican primary, it's an easier choice.
Normally, Gallagher said he'd want to vote his conscience for whatever Democrat most aligns with his values. But since no one Democrat is really speaking to him, he said his conscience is telling him to vote against the president.
I want to vote against Trump twice if possible.
And let's be clear, voters aren't the only ones trying to game the system. Some candidates, including Weld, are also trying to win the New Hampshire primary by appealing to what he calls crossover voters, people who are open to switching sides.
My strategy is to spend a lot of time here in New Hampshire and other key states. There are 20 states that permit crossover voting, where Democrats and independents can take a Republican ballot.
Weld's campaign recently rolled out some web ads appealing to Democrats like Gallagher, who might want to, quote, vote against Donald Trump sooner rather than later. Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard's team is making a similar play. Her campaign has been trying to get Republicans to switch their registrations to vote for her in the primary, and at least a few seem open to it.
She's not part of the corrupt establishment. She's her own person. And we just need somebody like that.
It wouldn't be the first time James Parker switched parties to back a candidate he likes. Over the years, he's been a Democrat, a Libertarian, and when Ron Paul ran for president, a Republican. He was planning to switch again soon.
I'm still registered Republican, but I will need to change my registration within the next month to vote for Tulsi.
Unfortunately for Parker, the deadline to make that switch was actually last month, so he might not be able to vote for Gabbard after all. Another voter, Harold McComas, did make it into his local clerk's office before that deadline. But to his relief, he was already undeclared.
Undeclared, so
yes. That will give you a choice when you're going to.
Like a lot of people, McComas has been overwhelmed with the sheer number of candidates to choose from in 2020.
I'm not sure who I will vote for. I'm really undecided at this time.
When he thinks about how to use his freedom as an independent voter, he doesn't think about it in terms of where his ballot might make the biggest statement or what party's primary is most competitive. The decision for him is more personal. He's worried about the cost of health care.
It'll just wipe out your whole life savings if something comes up. And I know that because I lost my wife 4 years ago. We were married 52 years, so I know how that is.
4 years ago, McComas voted for President Trump. Now, he sometimes regrets that. For 2020, he said his vote could go to a Democrat or Republican. But maybe, just maybe, he could vote for Trump again.
I mean, there is a possibility, yes, that I'd vote for him again. But I can't say 100%.
Luckily, he and the rest of New Hampshire's independent voters still have a few months before the primary to make up their minds. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.